It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
I still sound like I've got the coronavirus, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Buzz and Tuzz. We're here with you on this cold, balmy Tuesday. Not balmy, that's a bad word for that.
It's balmy in here a lot, though. But yeah, not today.
It is a cold day.
Crisp.
I was thinking, well, see, moist. That's the thing. I was thinking it's like a cold wet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I wouldn't say crisp.
It's like a wet dish sponge.
Yeah.
That's been by an open window.
Like, in like, you know, January.
Yeah, somewhere near Wuhan.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they just got done cleaning up some spilled bat soup, you know. It's just sitting inside there, inside the sponge.
If you couldn't tell by the title, or you're in the live, today's show is about the Wuhan virus. Or the Wuhan pneumonia.
Or the coronavirus.
The Canadian bioweapon.
Canadian bioweapon.
Yeah, I got an article to read about that.
Ah, okay. But nah, we're here. We're not sick.
I'm sick. Yeah. Oh. I don't have that, though. I've been battling this shit for, like, since December.
You know, just all sorts of illnesses going around right now. Normal flus, abnormal flus, manufactured flus.
Yeah.
You know, all those things. But before we get started on the topic.
It is the Kung Flu.
The Kung Flu. There you go. Did you want to do some housekeeping?
I did. Want everybody to go over to our YouTube. We've been slowly growing it, ever so slowly. But yeah, slow and steady wins the race, they say.
Mm-hmm.
It's youtube.com/ Bones and Tubbs Show. We're on Instagram. We're on Instagram Live right now. Instagram.com/ Bones and Tubbs. Twitter @ Bones Tubbs. If you want to find us, you can catch us on our PayPal. You know, we're on there. We're on Venmo. We're on Cash App. Patreon. Super nasally.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/ Bones and Tubbs. Starting with book list. I'm a lazy piece of shit. I have it.
You have the book list?
It's typed up.
Like the physical book
I'm list. I'm just afraid to put it out because I'm...
Why are you afraid to put it out?
I don't know. I keep putting stuff on there and taking stuff off of it.
People love to read.
I know, man. Mm-hmm. But that's coming. Eternal Order of Buns and Tubs.
Yeah.
Check us out on our Patreon if you want to support the show. Shows that, unlike the Chinese government or the mainstream media, won't lie to you about numbers.
Yeah.
We're going to present you all the information about this fuck stick.
Nor will we try to exaggerate either. We simply find what we found.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be cheeky if we both had face masks on today, but then I started reading some of these stories this morning, and I was like, this isn't a game.
First of all, it would have been good for the acoustics anyways.
No. It would have been only good to show for the live.
Probably would have sounded like our first few episodes sounded back when we used those snowball mics.
Son of a bitch.
You know, we're not here to suppress the information that you all want to hear.
We want to give you everything we know.
Yes.
And on all sides. Both were talking about the show. We both hope it's bullshit. Because I'm sure you agree, I don't want to have an enemy that I can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot germs. Unless you have some sort of germ vision and like a rubbing alcohol flamethrower.
Unless you can take your superpower was that you could bring your body temperature up to about 107, 108 degrees without, killing yourself.
Right.
Or going brain dead.
Yeah.
You know, that's about the only way I can think of being able to fend it off, which would be sweet. That would be a cool superpower for yourself.
You gotta move that mic. Just a tad.
Better right there.
Oh yeah. See? But, I don't know. I think, is there anything else we should get into before we start?
Well, other than John Bolton turning state's witness because he's trying to save his soul at the last minute before he goes to hell for being a warmonger for his entire life.
Hmm. That's a good one.
And that could his testimony could very well get Trump impeached.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Because he's affirming what they've been accusing him of.
I think they should all be impeached.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They should all get the guillotine.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. The black sports man died.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just feel bad. It's sad. Somebody died.
Sorry. Sorry you died. I feel worse for his kids, though.
Yeah.
Though they're going to have money and probably grow up with developmental issues, but...
Well, see, the thing is, like, you still feel bad for them, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for them, or, like... Here's the thing. Like, when it comes to grief, sympathy, and all that other stuff, I try to leave dick measuring contests out of it. You know what I mean? People feel what they feel.
For sure.
You know what? Like, if a sports person who's good at throwing a ball through a hoop
yeah.
is a hero to you, and that's your perspective on what being a hero means,
right?
You know what? I'm not going to judge you on that. It's the same way I don't judge people based on the religious beliefs unless it involves infringing upon other people's rights
yeah.
or freedoms.
I just think it's funny, like, we're still not out of the woods, and we're going to flesh it out with the topic, but imagine, if you will, one of the possibilities is that this Wuhan is the real deal.
Yeah.
It's a bioweapon that was taken from another country and released in China,
mm-hmm.
knowingly or unknowingly. It's now presently tearing through China, and it's on its way to tear through the rest of the earth.
Yeah.
Until it either dies out or gets stopped. It's just neat that when that story broke, black sportsman died. There's always something. They're like, shoot him, you know?
Yeah.
Helicopter crash. It's like that. It's just an endless smoke screen. You never know.
You never know what we're supposed to be distracted from. I get that.
Right.
I think because you didn't know about the John Bolton thing, that could be why.
I saw it, but I didn't have a name with the face. I call him the Monopoly Man in my head.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy that, like, you know, you posted a meme after we got into that kerfuffle with Iran for a second.
Right, where he had a...
he had to go to the doctor because he had an erection that lasted longer than 4 hours.
Yeah, he's a warmongering piece of shit.
Yeah, maybe he's trying, like I said, I think he's trying to save his soul before he goes to hell.
Right. I don't know. Hopefully he just, I don't know. I mean, like I said, they all need impeached. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're usually always at.
I can't think of any other stories that I...
No, it kind of... Everything's been overshadowed here recently by coronavirus, Kobe Bryant dying.
Black sportsman.
Black sportsman.
I picture in my head...
Why you gotta be black?
Me reporting that as the NPC.
Oh, no. Can you pick that up?
Oh, God. How did that happen?
I kicked it. It was an accident.
You're like a cat.
I know.
That's the wrong set. I need to get a Swiffer in here.
For sure. No, that's right.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't talk about this beforehand, so we'll just do the business right now.
Yeah.
And 909 Bro, in it for the win it, Epstein did not kill himself.
Oh. Thank you. We haven't really been doing
that. I did have a story I wanted to mention. Speaking of Epstein, I saw a meme the other day that led me down a fucking rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if I sent it to you or not. It said, what if Prince Andrew, while a pedophile, is a distraction from Bill Gates? And it showed a picture of Bill Gates with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
And then I looked through it and there's like 5 or 6 pictures of them hanging out in private.
Yeah. Wow.
Has direct ties to what's going on now, because we rewind back to Ebola, the Ebola scare.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was doing experiments with genetically modified mosquitoes in the area where Ebola came out. They had a zebra-striped mosquito that was sterile that would go into the area, and I think it was like a super attractant female. So all the male mosquitoes went and fucked it basically until they died.
Yeah.
And they produced no children. The idea was it would get rid of malaria on paper. But then you have these, I saw one news story before they pulled it down. Is Ebola being spread by these zebra mosquitoes? And then you have Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation running a war game 3 months ago, 4 months ago, with this specific coronavirus, wondering what it would do if it made it out into nature.
You know, it makes you think, like, if I had to say, if there was any, like, type of supervillain that would actually exist, it would be, like, the Lex Luthor type.
Yeah.
Like, the ultra-rich person who wants to, like, control humanity and direct the course of human history.
Mm-hmm.
And but the problem is that we have a fair amount of those types amongst our midst, right? We have Bill and Melinda Gateses of the world.
Yeah.
You have the George Soroses of the world.
Who also gave a TED Talk on reducing world population through vaccination.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And we're just cool with these supervillains running rampant and deciding the fate of humanity without really any say-so into how we feel about it, you know?
Violent One said 65 million deaths were the result of that simulation.
Which simulation?
The coronavirus one, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation put
on. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yes. But no, other than that, I don't think there was anything else in the news that needed to be reported, per se.
Not that we saw.
Not that I saw. Or we saw. But so I guess if we just get on to the topic today. Well, okay, so the name, the coronavirus, right?
Okay.
It's a generic name.
Yeah.
There's a lot of coronaviruses in the plural.
Right.
This just happens to be one of them. But it's in a family of viruses. That's why we're calling it that. Calling it the coronavirus. It's one of many.
Isn't it the cross species? It's normally animals. It's a mammal virus.
Yes. Initial people are saying that it's from eating exotic meat.
Bats. You know,
bats specifically. Made references to bat soup.
I picture that meat market that was in that short story. God damn it. Ray Bradbury wrote it. We talked about it before.
Mm.
The Stone Cries Out or something like that.
Yeah.
Where he's like, the ending scene, he's in the meat market, and they're slapping the meat to get the flies off of it to inspect the meat.
Yeah.
That's where my head goes.
Well.
Mild descriptions.
Here's the thing. You know, I'm not going to, I mean, is it moral relativism to say I'm not going to judge somebody based on the food that they eat?
As long as it's not human meat, I guess you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. Cannibalism, I'm totally against. And anybody that does it is a savage. and you can label me however you want for saying that. I don't care if it's culture or custom. Cannibalism is taboo.
Racist.
Just like incest. You know.
Slow down. Slow down.
Hold on there, bigot.
It's a choice.
anyway,
sorry. We're super healthy here at the Bones and Tubs podcast.
So. You know, they're saying it has its ties to basically it jumped species because I don't eat bats.
No.
Sorry. I mean, that's your thing.
Listen, bro, you don't know what you're missing.
Apparently not.
Get that avian rat in your life, dog.
Like, listen, dog, I saw the picture, man, of them eating it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look cooked.
Nah, man. Well, the only way to eat bat meat is fucking raw.
It looks.
Why would you cook it?
It's still got hair on it. Who wants to eat something with hair, dude?
You ever ate hair?
No. I've gotten a hair in my mouth, and that's like, you'll see me act like a fucking cat. Like,
listen. you gotta try it. It's like custard.
But I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you know, of course, people are taking it to that place of, you know, racism because.
Oh, yeah. Eat a dick.
They want to mention, like, but the thing is the people that are spreading it are coming back from.
We both do, Mr. Coots. We're both sick as fuck.
Yeah. But they're coming back from China with these illnesses, and they're usually of East Asian descent. That's why they're in China in the first place.
It wasn't like the news article said anything like news visitors are out there.
You're going to have to cut that out.
I know. Of course. Okay,
I'm just letting you know. And that's probably, that might have been our last strike on Instagram, too.
No, they can't hear that.
Oh, they can't hear that part.
Okay. I said it direct to your face.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I mean? That's the difference when it comes to that kind of shit. Anything else is lazy or emotional-based, like, I don't know, id pull.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, don't worry about why, like, people stress out because it says two Chinese people traveled to England and brought the coronavirus with them. And they're like, why do they got to be Chinese? Why do you have to mention that to Chinese?
Because it's a news story and we want to know what ethnicity they were and what from what region they hailed.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean.
It is what it is.
The one thing that we have going for us, assuming this is some type of real deal, right, is that we have, like, modern detection. The other pandemics, we didn't have worldwide travel like we do now.
Well, and then, like, people want to show their ignorance, too, because, like, somebody tweeted and said, white people go around acting like they didn't spread the bubonic plague back in the day because their dirty asses didn't know how to bathe. But somebody had to tell her, like, obviously you didn't do your research on this because the bubonic plague Guess what? Guess where it originated from?
Where'd it come from, silly?
Came from East Asia.
Uh oh.
We brought it from East. We brought it back through trade routes to eat from East Asia. So don't fuck. Like, okay, here's the thing: if some virus originates with us and it started with us, I will take full fucking responsibility for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, like, we may be responsible for mutating flus and shit like that.
Yeah. Now, if you want to blame anybody, blame the Canadians.
You think it's all the Canadians' fault?
I'm going to read a story once we're done fleshing all this out.
And they're so nice, though.
That's where they get you. You got to watch you got to watch the ones that dress up like Aladdin, you know, and then when called out on it.
So you're saying that they're playing the long con then?
No, I think, well, basically, I don't want to get into the story now, but it's just a Chinese bioweapon, engineered virus rather, and it was stolen by a Chinese operative that worked on their firm. Mm. But I got some info here about this coronavirus, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We don't know much yet, because it's only been, what, a week?
Yeah.
Maybe less. So far, they've seen that it has an 8 to 14 day asymptomatic period where you have no symptoms, but you're still infectious. And within the next week, I would expect to see more cases pop up, like we just did today in Oxford, Ohio.
Yeah.
Of people who travel to that region. So as the week goes on, there's going to be a lot more of that. Then I thought this was neat. I got this from a prepper nurse over on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to compare it. Like, you know, we just talked about bubonic plague. You had, and that was 1720. 1820, we had cholera. 1920, we had the Spanish flu. So he compares it to the infection rate of the Spanish flu.
Ooh, that's not good.
Well, the Spanish flu, I mean, just comparisons.
Yeah.
This is from what we know. This is not an exaggeration. This is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu infection rate at its peak was 1.8. So for every one person infected, they infected 1.8 people. From that... 50,
from that 0.8, mind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 million people died. Okay. 50 million plus. Nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they don't know the actual number.
Yeah.
Coronavirus infection rate...
Okay.
2.3 to 3.8.
So we don't even have it locked down yet.
No, but it's still significantly higher than the Spanish flu. And to see a pandemic, and to stop a pandemic, you need it to be under one. So 0.9.
Do you think it would be up to me to buy a plague doctor costume and just wear that around everywhere for the next like 2-3 months?
The only thing with that is you got to have a proper seal, and I don't think you can have a beard and a plague mask. That's why I shaved my mustache. I'm getting there. I'm trying to get a proper seal for this N95 boy I'm about to buy today.
Wait, well, how does it seal at the bottom of your chin?
It's super tight.
Oh, okay.
So they do smoke tests on them in medical facilities.
Yeah.
We'll get into that too. But basically, it's transmitted. They don't know how. If it's a bioweapon, who can be sure? We don't know how long it lives outside of the body. We don't know if it responds necessarily to alcohol. They're giving flu precautions.
Mm-hmm.
So don't touch your fucking nose with unwashed hands. Don't touch your fucking mouth with unwashed hands.
Do you know how hard that is? Like, you don't think about it, but right. They say humans touch their face, like, and it's just like it's just a reaction. You touch your face hundreds of times a day.
For sure. Keep your hands washed. Don't touch things. They say that if an infected person coughs or sneezes, the droplets, and this is all flu, we don't know about the coronavirus, but the particulates can remain in the air and spread for up to 8 minutes. So somebody could in an aisle in the, you know, the pantyhose line at Walmart, and you go in there and breathe it in, you didn't even see anybody.
God, you imagine like they got like a high traffic area, like a like a public bathroom or something.
Yeah.
You know, probably 20, 30 people could go in that bathroom at any given time, and if you coughed on your hand and then touched the door, the handle.
I normally do just for precaution, like my germs, and then I cough on common touch things.
Yeah.
Soap dispensers.
You know, there's a lot of unconscientious people when it comes to not spreading shit out there. They just do sloppy shit all the time.
Yeah.
So this could be, it could be bad.
Could be. Yeah. But at least, I don't know. I kind of was talking to a few people beforehand. I'm stuck between bioweapon and engineered virus that they released to see how it spreads.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a warning shot.
Yeah. Like a real life version of Plague Inc.
Man, it seems like Plague Inc., doesn't it?
Yeah.
Check that game out and tell me I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's on your phone.
I mean, the question is, would they be, how many days are we in, and would they be winning right now? Is what you got to ask yourself.
I would say, at the very least, right now, regardless of how dangerous it is, you have a window of opportunity to get everything ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might be too late if it's a fucking bioweapon. Who knows? It could be, I mean, 8 to 14 days of asymptomatic fucking spreading.
Here's the thing. Even when the symptoms manifest, they're not like, they just mimic cold at first.
Yeah.
But then normally a cold runs its course. You have the first day where you're like, you start feeling bad, and then you have about 2 or 3 days of real shitty feeling.
Yeah.
And then usually by day three or four, you start to feel better.
You're heading back up the hill.
But the problem is that with this, that day three or four doesn't happen. It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
And worse. And worse.
The mortality numbers, just from what they've admitted.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 100 people that come into contact with the virus, 83 will get sick. And of the 83, 12 will die. That puts it at roughly 15%.
Yeah.
Like I said, these are admitted numbers. We know they're not being honest. We saw pictures earlier and we shared them on Instagram and Twitter that were later confirmed by the Daily Beast of the Chinese having dump trucks filled with dirt and they were filling up tunnels.
Yeah, and they were bricking off roads.
Now, you don't do that for a 4,000 person contamination and an 81, or I think I saw this morning, 100 dead. You don't do that. Hey, you don't lock down 56 million people, 12 cities now.
The thing you should point to the most when it comes to the Chinese response is, like, one, they're only going to show you what they want to show you because it's a state-run media. So, like, they're going to show you that they've built basically a 1,000-bed hospital in less than 10 days.
Right.
Because that's good PR for them. Yeah, you know, we're trying. It's like we were watching the speed view of them building this hospital yesterday, and they're just industrious fuckers, man.
They put Argentinian ants out of work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some crazy shit.
Like, goddamn, they put up like a fucking Amazon warehouse in 10 days. Like, it's impressive.
Untitled 13 on our comments just put, this could be the dis-ease X they were discussing to justify to push mandatory vaccines. That could be true if it's part of a fear campaign. Kristen Stone said, shout out FEMA camps.
Ooh, gross. That's never good.
Nah. It's like you said, too. It's neat. It's a neat timing. Yeah. We were talking yesterday about it. Like, we don't, neither of us believe in coincidence. And it's on the 2020, the 100-year marker of a pandemic. It's right at the Chinese New Year where they travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the year of the rat.
Yeah.
Rats are spreaders of pestilence.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as the guy Balian says, there is no such thing as coincidence.
And there's nothing new under the sun. Mm. It is known.
Only law unrecognized.
But the window of opportunity, you can go out. I think right now, present, I have a month or a little bit over a month's worth of food. You want to make sure you've got everything you need, medical supplies, food and water, to not leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And then things to protect your house. Yeah. Controlled explosions. That launch projectiles down a tube.
Tannerite dogs.
Play more Roombas.
There you go. Yeah.
What about if the power goes out, though?
Well.
That's why you buy a generator from suchandsuch.com. Sponsor of the day. You know?
Yeah.
You.
I got a wood-burning stove, you know? So, yeah. I got stuff going on.
Luckily, I mean, at least here in the mighty Midwest, it's not been a terrible winter.
Well, so one of the first things I found was a article. And like I said, this is from CNN. You know, I don't like citing them. But when you got legitimate news sources giving you this information, you
legitimate.
Can't.
Legitimate.
Well, yeah, legitimate. Some yeah. people would consider legitimate. You got to give it some credence. The title of the article was Hong Kong Medical Workers Demand Government Ban Chinese Visitors.
Hmm.
So our brothers in Hong Kong see the writing on the wall.
Good.
And they got fucked. They've been fucked before by the Chinese when it comes to shit with bird flu.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that later.
I'm really glad because we have persons of interest in Hong Kong.
Because it shut down back through the bird flu back in the day. It shut down and it's basically the industry of Hong Kong for like a month because the thing is the Chinese were quick to blame the Hong Kong for the bird flu when in reality it probably didn't come from Hong Kong at all.
Right. They just took the blame.
But now they're asking to shut down visitors from China to Hong Kong because they're trying to prevent disease of the Wuhan
coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus. The Hospital Authority Employees Alliance said while it agrees with the measures announced by the chief executive, Carrie Lam, it demands a refusal of all entries to Hong Kong by China. The group also called for the government to publish numbers of passengers flown entering Hong Kong via China.
The troubling thing with that, though, if it is too little too late, they had 5 million people supposedly leave Wuhan before they locked it down.
Yeah, the trade union. That was another thing I found was, is that when they finally did do the quarantine, they like...
They were 5 million short?
It wasn't right away, first of all.
Yeah.
And they gave a time frame. They said, okay, we're going to do it on Thursday at 10 a.m.
Oh, they gave them prior warning?
Yeah.
Ew.
But the medical workers in Hong Kong, a trade union with over 6,000 members, is threatening to strike if China does not close its borders down with them.
Didn't you say that there were some Chinese people that were addressing the WHO, and they were like saying we should have stood with Hong Kong?
Yeah,
like this is what they were talking about. Fuck the Chinese government.
Yeah. The next thing I had was from the Telegraph. The headline being. I'm going to keep Kenora.
Just think of the beer. Coronavirus. All those
I'm not a big
memes.
Fan of that beer.
No one is.
Coronavirus. Fears rise of Chinese cover-up as 56 million in lockdown and hospitals overwhelmed. So we're talking about in that Wuhan province, 56 million people currently have been quarantined.
This was before because I just saw today they've got 12 cities on lockdown.
Urgent. There's an urgent need for supplies as well. They're running low on everything, and the Chinese government has already sent in an extra 40 military doctors to help the civilian doctors in the area.
Should we touch on that doctor boy that died?
Yes. Quick? Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone saw, I'm sure, in the news, or if you didn't see, there was a 60-year-old man who was a doctor who was exposed during treating patients, and he died. And everybody wanted to say, or not everybody, but people I talked to, they're like, well, he was 60. I mean, that's who dies from these things, old people and young people. But they, like, the Chinese told on themselves in this story that I read that I can't find now. That's a common theme. Luckily, I pulled down some of the videos I sent you, so even if they take them down, I've got them.
Yeah.
He had been called back to work as a doctor. He'd been retired for like 15 years.
Yeah.
They literally are running out of medical staff.
And part of this article also says, many health experts who had been best equipped to sound the alarm about the coronavirus early had been detained or their research halted because they were not working within the Chinese state system. She cautioned they have been treated as anarchists instead. So, like, people who could have... Like, think about it like this. Imagine, if you will, you're a fire watcher in a state forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see smoke in the distance and you call it in. There's fire.
Yeah.
And then you get relieved of duty and then detained for reporting the job you were supposed to be doing in the first place.
And the fire continues to spread.
Mm-hmm. Other sources have said that, first of all, like a lot of people across the globe are saying the same thing over and over again, that the Chinese government is not telling us how many people are actually infected.
Want to see my shocked face?
Yes. Even like you have, and the thing is, like, since we don't know, it's only guesses as to how many people are actually infected by the virus.
Right.
I mean, you got everybody saying it could be in the like tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
You see the Time article this morning?
What did it say?
It said something like the numbers could be 40 to 80. I can't remember. It was either 40 or 80 times higher than what's being reported. That was the Time. Another legitimate source.
So it could be very well in the hundreds of thousands now.
Right. Which would lead credence. Once you're done with that article, I want to read this. I transcribed. Remember that voicemail video I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it all down.
Okay. Cool. So a virologist named Guan Yi said a bigger outbreak is certain. A virologist who helped identify SARS during an outbreak that killed some 800 people in 2003. Mr. Yi, who returned from Wuhan just before lockdown, pointed out huge numbers of people who had already left ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday, which began on Friday. Basically, this guy who was one of the virologists that dealt with SARS is saying this is a big deal. And he was just in that region prior to that statement.
Shortly after releasing that statement, he was relieved of duty and then arrested.
Why don't you cut through the red tape here, friend?
Just slide a 38 across the table.
Yeah, so go ahead and we got a you transcripted that voicemail.
Yeah, so I can't decide. I think it's probably safe to say that I won't put this video in the episode. Mm-hmm. Because they've already pulled it down 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
They have an algorithm on YouTube that if you have banned video, they can check for the audio through all the videos.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not trying to get us fucked up.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants me to send them that video, I saved it. Just write us an email at bonesandtubs@gmail.com and I'll send it to you. This is exactly what she said, but I think hearing it in her emotional voice, because she's crying the entire time she sent this video or this message out. But if you want to hear it, just shoot us an email and I will send it to you. She said, I have been working all day long. Now I'm off duty. I took off around 4 p.m. I have been crying my eyes out. Indeed, the infection is much more horrible than is being reported on the TV. There are so many cases. Doctors have estimated that there are about 100,000 infected. We have more than 10 doctors here, and each of them has treated more than 100 infected people in just one day. Many of them will not make it. No hospital beds. Their relatives complained and insisted on them being treated here in our hospital. As they quoted the government's promise, this hospital should treat the infected of the coronavirus. However, the government didn't support us with medical supplies. We don't have enough resources to hospitalize patients. It won't work if it starts to worsen like this. We have been slammed all day long and we are all breaking down. We cannot take it anymore. The patients were begging us desperately, but we couldn't do anything for them. They are dying right in front of our eyes. Therefore, please take every measure to protect yourselves at home. Don't ever trust the government. We are on our own now. So that was one of 3 videos I saved.
Oh yeah, that video was terrible. Like for the first time you said that to me, that's the thing.
She had raw emotion in her voice.
Yeah, man. Like that's the part that kills me. Like, and she hit the nail on the head. Don't trust the government.
Right.
They're there for your benefit.
No, they're not your friend. Friend.
No.
Friend. Pal.
Guy. And apparently, and this is my time to hit out on this. Be the critic of social media for a minute here.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, if this does get worse than it is and it breaks out, I'm going to go ahead and blame outside of China. I mean, it is the Chinese government's fault if it does.
Right.
I would say mainly. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to say mainly. That's their, like, to keep the shit within their borders is their job. If it breaks out, it is their fault. But it's also the fault of Google.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
All the platforms that are censoring this
YouTube,
shit.
YouTube. All these platforms that are censoring the videos coming out of China, you are just as complicit. And I swear to God, if this gets real bad, I will do everything in my power to make sure that you will see your day in court when you could have done something to help prevent this from happening in the first place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Guillotines are cheap.
It's just a giant razor,
In the grand scheme of things, that's all I'm going to say. For fuck's sake. If you could have done something to help stop this. And you're playing into a totalitarian regime's fucking... When you're supposedly supposed to be companies that are about freedom of expression and the ability to convey information, and you're suppressing information also that a government will continue to play nice with you. Like, get fucked.
Yeah, get fucked. Get fucked on a big old pyramid of hard dicks.
Like, for real. Like, a couple people come to mind. You know, Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What was that?
What?
Sound like a growl, like
this is cough. I don't know. I didn't hear.
Oh, okay.
Was it coming from my tum tum? Maybe.
Could have been me. Yeah. Could have been my tum tum too. But
get this one whenever you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot.
Okay, so this is from a website called Journal on. Let's see, Great Game India Journal on Geopolitics and International Relations. It was published yesterday, or I'm sorry, 2 days ago. What is today, 28th?
Yeah.
January 26, 2020. titled, Coronavirus Bioweapon, How China Stole Coronavirus from Canada and Weaponized It. Last year, a mysterious shipment was caught smuggling coronavirus from Canada. It was traced to Chinese agents working at a Canadian lab. Subsequent investigation by Great Game India linked the agents to a Chinese biological warfare program from where the virus is suspected to have leaked, causing the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak. On June 13th, 2012, a 60-year-old Saudi man admitted to a private hospital. What the fuck? Okay. On June 13th, 2012, a 60-year-old Saudi man was admitted to a private hospital in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, with a 7-day history of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. He had no history of cardiopulmonary or renal disease, was receiving no long-term medications, and did not smoke. Egyptian virologist Dr. Ali Mohammed Zaki isolated and identified a previously unknown coronavirus from his lungs. After routine diagnostics failed to identify the causative agent, Zaki contacted Ron Fulcher, a leading virologist at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, for advice. Here's pictures of his lungs.
Awesome.
Yeah. Fauchier sequenced the virus from a sample sent by Zaki. Fauchier used a broad-spectrum pan-coronavirus real-time polymerase chain reaction, or RT-PCR method, to test for distinguishing features of a number of known coronaviruses known to infect humans. There's a picture of that boy.
Mm.
This coronavirus sample was acquired by scientific director Dr. Frank Plummer of Canada's National Microbiology Laboratory, NML, in Winnipeg, directly from Fauchier, who received it from Zaki. This virus was reportedly stolen from a Canadian lab by Chinese agents. The Canadian lab. Coronavirus arrived at Canada's NML Winnipeg facility on May 4, 2013 from a Dutch lab. The Canadian lab grew up stocks of the virus and used it to assess diagnostic tests being used in Canada. Winnipeg scientists worked to see which animal species can be infected with this new virus. Research was done in conjunction with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's National Lab and National Center for Foreign Animal Diseases, which is housed in the same complex as the National Microbiology Laboratory. Picture of that building.
Okay.
NML has a long history of offering comprehensive testing services for coronaviruses. It isolated and provided the first genome sequence of SARS coronaviruses identified as another coronavirus, NL63, in 2004. This Winnipeg-based Canadian lab was targeted by Chinese agents in what could be termed as biological espionage. Chinese biological espionage. In March of 2019, in a mysterious event of a shipment, exceptionally virulent viruses from Canada's NML ended up in China. The event caused a major scandal with biowarfare experts questioning why Canada was sending lethal viruses to China. And there's a link to that story. Scientists from NML said the highly lethal viruses were potential bioweapons. Following investigation, the incident was traced to a Chinese agent working at NML. 4 months later, in July 2019, a group of Chinese virologists were forcibly dispatched from the Canadian National Microbiology Laboratory. The NML is Canada's only Level 4 facility and one of only a few in North America equipped to handle the world's deadliest diseases, including Ebola, SARS, coronavirus, etc. That's her.
Okay.
Jingguo Kui?
Yeah.
That's her name, supposedly. Sorry for my terrible pronunciation. The Chinese biowarfare agent. The NML scientist who was escorted out of the Canadian lab along with her husband, another biologist, and members of her research team is believed to be a Chinese biowarfare agent. Jingguo Kui? Kui was head of the Vaccine Development and Antiviral Therapy section in a special pathogens program at Canada's NML. Xingjia Kui is an outstanding Chinese scientist born in Tianjin, where we last shot the Rod of God. She primarily received her medical doctor degree from Hebei Medical University in China in 1985 and came to Canada for graduate studies in 1996. Later on, she was affiliated with the Institute of Cell Biology in the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health of the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg. Not engaged in studying pathogens. Here she is working on what appears to be a cup of urine. But a shift took place somehow. Since 2006, she has been studying powerful viruses in Canada's NML. The viruses shipped from the NML to China were studied by her in 2014, for instance, together with the viruses Machupo, Junin, Rift, Valley Fever, Crimean Congo Hemorrhagic Fever, and Hendra, which sounds particularly terrifying.
Yeah, those all sound pretty nasty, yeah. To be frank.
Infiltrating the Canadian lab, Dr. Xing Zhaoqi is married to another Chinese scientist, Dr. Ken Dingqing, also affiliated with NML, specifically the Science and Technology Corps. Dr. Qing is primarily a bacteriologist who shifted to virology. The couple is responsible for infiltrating Canada's NML with many Chinese agents as students from a range of Chinese scientific facilities tied to China's biological warfare program, namely the Institute of Military Veterinary Academy of Military Medical Sciences in Changchun, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Chengdu Military Region, and then three, the Wuhan Institute for Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, Hubei, and the Institute of Microbiology, Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing. Here they are, so happy.
Oh, okay.
Happy little Chinese spies. All of the above-aforementioned Chinese biological warfare facilities collaborated with Dr. Xing Zhaoqi within the context of Ebola virus. The Institute of Military Veterinary joined a study on the Rift Valley fever virus, too, while the Institute of Microbiology joined a study of Marburg virus. Noticeably, the drug used in latter studies, favipiravir.
Where is it at? I don't see
right
it.
Here. That's the drug they used to treat this shit.
Oh, okay.
Favipiravir has been earlier tested successfully by the Chinese Academy of Military Sciences with the designation JK-05. JK-05. Originally a Japanese patent registered in China already in 2006 against Ebola and additional viruses. However, the studies of Dr. Qi were considerably more advanced and apparently vital for the Chinese biological weapons development in the case of the coronavirus, Ebola, Nipah, Marburg, and Rift Valley fever viruses included therein. The Canadian investigation is ongoing and questions remain whether previous shipments to China or other viruses and other preparations took place from 2006 to 2018. One way or another.
Sheesh.
She made at least five trips over the school year of 2017-2018 to the above-mentioned Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which was certified for Biosafety Laboratory 4, or the Level 4, mm-hmm. in January 2017. Moreover, in August 2017, the National Health Commission of China approved research activities involving Ebola, Nipah, and Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever viruses in the Wuhan facility. Coincidentally, the Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory is located only 20 miles from the Hunan Seafood Market, which was the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, dubbed the Wuhan coronavirus. Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory is housed at the Chinese military facility, Wuhan Institute of Virology, linked to Chinese biological warfare program. It was the first lab ever in the country designed... It was the first lab ever in the country designed to meet biosafety level 4 standards, the highest biosafety hazard level, meaning it would be qualified to handle the most dangerous pathogens. In January 2018, the lab was operational for global experiments on level 4 pathogens. After a laboratory leak incident of SARS in 2004, the former Ministry of Health of China initiated the construction of preservation laboratories for high-level pathogens such as SARS, coronavirus, pandemic influenza virus, coronavirus bioweapon. The Wuhan Institute had studied coronaviruses in the past, including the strain which causes severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, H5N1, influenza virus, Japanese encephalitis, and dengue. Yeah. So they got a lot of stuff over there.
A lot of toys. Yeah, they do.
I'm almost done. Researchers at the Institute also studied the germ that causes anthrax, a biological agent once developed in Russia. Coronaviruses, particularly SARS, have been studied in the Institute and probably held therein, said Danny Shoham, former Israeli military intelligence officer who had studied Chinese biowarfare. He said SARS is included within the Chinese BW program at large and is dealt with in several pertinent facilities. This could mean... or that could mean an offensive agent or modified germ let loose by proxies for which only China has the treatment or vaccine. This is not warfare per se, he said, but it's what's doing the leveraging and the capability to act as a global savior, which then creates various levels of macro, micro, economic, and biopower dependencies. And that's about it.
motherfuckers blaming it on the bat soup and shit.
Right.
It probably wasn't that at all.
I thought that was a good find, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to India.
And to wrap up this part of the podcast, I would say anybody out there that's doubting that the Chinese government would suppress information about this, it's open knowledge that they've been accused by multiple organizations of withholding information when SARS came about.
Yeah.
True numbers. Let's see. Okay, yeah. They were accused by the World Health Organization, even as the SARS virus spread, that they continued to undercount cases and delay reporting information to the World Health Organization. And they also did the same thing with the bird flu back in 1997. The SARS being in 2002, 2003.
Did the true numbers ever leak out?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so they just were able to cover it all up.
Yeah.
All nice.
I mean, and the thing is they did, and here's the thing, like, the title of the article I found this on is from the website Stack, and it says, Bird Flu, SARS, China, Bird Flu, SARS, China,
shitty
coronavirus.
Beer. Shitty beer virus.
Is history repeating itself?
Hmm.
Like in 2002, 2003, when SARS was coming out, they blamed it on the selling of exotic animals.
Okay.
And
that's a good patsy.
They also, in the early stages, undercounted, underreported cases, and they also detained and arrested people for spreading false rumors, or let's put false rumors in quotation marks.
False rumors.
So, really, this isn't a new game. They've done this before, but I would like to point out. We talked about this before the episode started, the possibility that this, in and of itself, the whole thing could be a scaremongering tactic. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
and that's the thing. You always have to point out the other end of this. This could be bad. This could be really bad. This could be one of the worst things that humanity has seen in a century.
Right.
Or
it could be bullshit.
It could be bullshit.
Used to distract, used to push mandatory vaccines.
Yeah.
Used to increase government control over another part of our rights that they haven't fucked with in a while.
Used to buy, used so that stock in 3M and companies that make N95 masks go up. I don't know.
Right.
You know, I don't know what their end game is.
Used to lower the prices of stocks like they've been doing with the Dow dropping as much as it has to buy up more shit.
Hey, it dropped like what, 400 points or something like that?
Yesterday.
Yeah. So it's hard to say. I don't like to go one way or the other. I know, here's the thing. I know it's worse than what they're saying.
Right.
Because obviously you're not going to block roads, fill in tunnels, and basically close off an entire region. If we're talking, what did I say before, 10 million people?
Wow. I mean, it's a lot.
Something like that.
It's a shitload right
now. We're talking about, like, imagine if you will, you would have to shut down basically the entire, probably most of the Midwest.
Right.
Like, and just shut down every avenue into the Midwest.
Well, fuck. I mean, Wuhan had a larger population as one city than some countries have.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. We know they're underreporting.
I've got three videos, like I said, if anybody wants them. They were leaked out through VPNs from people who claim to be in Wuhan.
Yeah.
If you want those, I'll send them to you.
That and the fact that the videos and the audio and the things coming out are getting suppressed by social media.
Social media and, like, news sites. What did we say? Even, what was it, Daily Mail the other day?
Yeah.
They had edited their title to take out the number of people that were held.
Yeah.
That's gross.
So
I blame all of them.
I mean, there's something meritous to that side of the argument of it being something legitimate and not being just
bullshit.
A psyop.
Yeah.
You know. But I think that about wraps it up for the show.
Sounds good. We've done what we can do with the present information.
So, you know, everybody out there, be safe, you know. Take precautions.
Don't go outside. You know, I mean, I'm not going to go letting people cough in my mouth and shit.
No. You know, supposedly the key, you know, regular precautions. And then if it gets bad, you know, you could always get, was it N95?
Yeah, the N95 mask.
And also goggles.
Supposedly enters your body through your eyes. Don't touch your face with unwashed hands.
You know, all these things can possibly help
protect you from this or the flu or whatever it might be.
Yeah. You know, take your vitamins.
Yeah.
you know.
D3, I heard, was pretty important.
Yeah.
Vitamin C or sodium ascorbate is pretty important from what I've heard.
Just as a precaution, don't eat any bat soup.
We're not doctors, but don't eat bat soup.
Or just to kind of avoid the exotic animal meats for a minute.
Yeah. The bush meat, if you will.
Bush meat, whatever you want to call it this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you all stay safe. You know, if you want to contact us.
BonesandTubs@gmail.com, Instagram.com/BonesandTubs.
There you go. If you want to join the Eternal Order of Bones and Tubs.
Patreon.com/BonesandTubs.
Start with $1 a month. Please,
if all of you gave us $1, we could quit our jobs and do this full time. There are so many of you.
Yeah, we're trying to do the book club.
I'm trying to do this full time. Like, if you all just gave us $1 a month, shit.
Yeah.
That would be some life-changing shit, for real.
It would be good.
We'd be in your faces and in your ear holes all the time.
But yeah, so you could check that out. Just down the road, we're planning on going to the Second Amendment rally in Columbus.
May 4th.
On May 4th. You might see us up there.
Stay strapped or get clapped.
I mean, if you show up there, you'll see us up there. We're both going.
Yep.
And we're both going to be rocking merchandise so the people get that brand recognition out there.
Right. And strapped.
Yes, and strapped. We will be strapped. but so we'd like to thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you stay happy and healthy between now and the next episode. And between now and then, we hope to see you next time.
Stay safe. We love you.
We really do.
The thing about the bad thing about being honest, the straightforward and doing that, is people know where you stand and they try to take advantage of you. They take advantage of your good nature. They take advantage of the fact that they know that you're a good guy, you are a straight shooter, and that you're not going to retaliate on them when they fuck you. Well, folks, most of the time I believe that's probably true. But God built me to be here to prove to you that what you have been doing for God knows how many years is wrong. You picked on the wrong man. I'm not tough.
You hear that?
I'm not that strong.
They rolled up in all black, yeah. Windows half cracked, yeah. Scoping out the scene before they attack. Had they on bad guys in most people's eyes. Most trust them with their life cause they got a badge and tie. Gifted a position given to them by a system. Has set it all up to put the kids into prison. This is non-fiction, non-violence, so just listen. They got a mission to imprison your mind and soul. This ain't nothing new, but we survive what we're sold. And don't believe in ourselves, but believe what we're told. And we're all molded by a machine that gets in your dreams. It can get in your gut and kill your self-esteem. And I've been scolded and told who I should be, but I'll never conform. I was born to be free. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth. Giving numbers of birth, yeah, that's a fact. Deny it if you want, but I'll do the math. I face facts and understand how to overstand the plan with my mind intact. And I got more than a plan, I got hope and belief, dreams and faith, and know damn well that's what they want to take. It's a weapon, it's a weapon. Fear is aggression, and they plant it in our minds to the point we can't find a way out, a way in. And anywhere you go, you'll see a many men over there and everywhere. They're armed and prepared to do whatever it takes. They don't play fair, that's a jump out, boys, with the plastic toys draped in all black, ready to bring the noise. A setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth.